A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." Ask, seek, knock. As children, my siblings and I numbered 7, and each of us were vying for Mom's attention always. Often, when one of us wanted to talk to her or needed to ask her something, she was already busy with another sibling. That didn't matter. You simply walked up to her and began poking her on the upper arm. And while poking, you began a mantra. Mom, Mom, Mom. At first, there was the imperceivable acknowledgement from her, a shift of her head, her shoulder lifting just slightly. It indicated she knew you were there. Then she may raise her hand as if to say, "Shh," or "Just a minute." This was good, though. It meant she was aware and that she was winding down with whomever else had her direct attention at the time because you were there and you needed her next. Sometimes Mom was just fun. She would turn around and, quick as lightning, return that poke on your arm saying, "What? And you both began laughing out loud and poking at the same time. Ask, seek, knock. We knew no matter what, we could ask Mom for whatever we needed, and we would get an answer. Maybe not the answer we hoped for, but an answer, always. Today, Jesus reminds us our God, too, is right here, ready, expectant, waiting for us to make the first move. Ask, seek, knock. Take the initiative. Go for God's attention. Bring him in on it, whatever the it is, because God desires only goodness and only good things for us. Each of the 7 of us knew we could begin the ritual of getting Mom's attention when we needed her because we trusted our relationship with her. We trusted she would stop what she was doing to listen, to respond, help, to teach, advise, scold, to question, to encourage, to comfort, to laugh with us, simply to smile as she realized once we had her attention, well, we had forgotten what it was we began poking her for in the first place. We trusted her to hand us a loaf of bread, not a stone. We knew she would give us the fish, not the steak. Do we trust God as readily? Do we trust God as really? Lent offers us a unique opportunity to deepen our trust in God as love. Each one of these 40 days is a stepping stone into a greater appreciation and understanding of the mercy of God made flesh in Jesus our Christ. To go deeper into mercy, to find ourselves embraced by incarnate love, Jesus tells us to simply do 3 things. Ask, seek, knock at that door of mercy, and this embrace will be opened. So go ahead, walk over, maybe reach up a little, and just start poking. We may even find ourselves so surprised when that door opens that we forget why we came in the first place. Forget, that is, until gazing into the face of mercy, we hear ourselves say, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.